I'm a sexually active senior citizen, and when I need help, I press this button.
He uses Sex Life Alert and can get assistance 24 hours a day.
I took too much Viagra.
Don't worry, Mr. Johnson. I'm sending over two widows from the Sunny Acres Rest Home.
Hot diggity.
Sex Life Alert can help in any elderly erotic emergency.
My wife says she wants to try something adventurous.
Have you suggested she try driving at night?
Yep.
Then handcuff her to her walker.
Meow.
If you're asked what your sexiest outfit is, and your answer is...
Depends.
We are here for you.
I'm falling and I can't get off.
Sex Life Alert. Get it before you get some.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Congressman Mike Johnson's future as House Speaker remains unclear following his meeting with the Georgia Republican Congresswoman who has talked about removing him from the speakership. Ukraine reports more Russian attacks on the country's energy infrastructure as well as deadly attacks on civilian targets. Following a raucous legislative session, Arizona lawmakers have failed to repeal the state's newly revived 1864 law that criminalizes abortion throughout a pregnancy unless a mother's life is at risk. Cleanup and recovery are underway this morning in tornado-ravaged Slidell, Louisiana. The New Orleans metro area slammed by powerful storms yesterday. Five people under arrest in Philadelphia following yesterday afternoon shootout between rival gangs. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 104 points. The Nasdaq futures off 45. More details at srnnews.com.
You know, these days, so refreshing to get some good news about how to pay for health care, especially if you're 65 or older. You know just how brutal costs can be. Well, MediShare now has a new option for you. It's called MediShare 65 Plus. And MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. And it really is a community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. If you've got Medicare Parts A and B, MediShare 65 Plus fills in those gaps where Medicare stops. It's a great way to fight inflation, too, because it starts at only $99 a month for up to 10 years. And it's easy. You can use any Medicare-approved doctor or get 24/7 telehealth access, prescription savings, dental and vision savings. Just very worth looking into. MediShare 65 Plus is taking applications now. And if you call with the promo code SHARE before April 30th, your second month will be free. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Rock and roll!
Ow! Let's rock.
Those guys rock.
Let's rock this joint.
Rock and roll music.
She likes to party. She likes to rock.
She's hot. She's in charge. She's ready to rock.
Rock and roll.
You're like a rock star.
Rock it.
Let's rock and roll.
Welcome to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp.
Rock and roll!
I like rock, I like some country, I don't like polka.
Party like a rock star.
And you are listening to the home of rock and roll.
I gotta rock and roll.
Yeah!
Yeah, that's how we feel right now, lonely. You know, we've had something really to kind of anticipate or look forward to, going back to the air show over the weekend.
Yep.
And then the eclipse on Monday. And then yesterday's exciting weather,
Big weather day.
Thankfully did not put us in the position that Slidell, Louisiana had to deal with.
Oh, my gosh. Slidell, New Orleans, Mobile. Oh, gosh. What a bad weather day. What a big storm, but we were lucky.
And now it's Biscuits baseball weekend, and the weather's really nice. We'll get to it in a second. I'm sort of lining up morning maroon possibilities here, and a guy in Long Island, New York, slashed his wife's tires, got into a high-speed chase with police, and then decided to Thelma and Louise it off a 50-foot cliff.
Where was this at?
Long Island.
Wow.
But he survived.
Law firm accounts.
Law firm of Nathan Wade PC.
Yes.
That's Fannie Willis, who is now being sued again. When are they going to put that woman in jail? I'm just asking for a friend. Here's the police chief Martin Flatley describing the Thelma and Louise moment.
He drove through the guardrail and ended up off the cliff and bouncing off the beach and into the Long Island Sound.
So the beach, I guess, cushioned the fall because he survived. And now he's got to face all of this.
Wow. So he was... Wow. That's quite a story.
Yeah, not very bright. Not very bright. What else did I want to take a sneak preview of here this morning? Breakfast is good.
Breakfast was excellent. Talk about the deluxe breakfast sandwich, not just grilled cheese. No. And by the way, that part was really good. But it also had egg, and it had sausage, and it was yummy.
Of course, I did take time to do a grill press on that sausage patty to give it that extra flavor.
Boy, oh boy, my lucky guy.
All right. I think we're going to get lucky with the weather.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
So, our weather could have been a lot worse. Most of the severe weather stayed farther to the south. And because there was a complex of extreme storms on the coast, that kind of protected us a little bit. But there were some trees down in central Alabama. A lot of that had to do with gusty winds and also the soft ground because of all the rain. Montgomery's airport only had 1.10. I had 1.10 on the east side as well, but you could have had a lot more at your house. Our forecast for today, a wind advisory is in effect. It's not windy at the moment, but it will be breezy today with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. High temperature today hovering in the 60s. In other words, we're in the mid-60s right now. We're just going to hover there, okay? Isolated, widely scattered showers possible. It can't be ruled out. Otherwise, mostly cloudy through tonight. Cooler tonight, low 50. Great weekend forecast, abundant sunshine. Friday's high, abundant sunshine Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and beyond. With 73 Friday, teasing 80 Saturday, 83 Sunday, mid-80s Monday. Great weekend for whatever you have planned, including biscuits, baseball. And storm-free for several days. Right now, this morning, it's cloudy at 65 at 612.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
Welcome to the show.
Today is a very special day.
Today is National Pet Day.
It's celebrated every year on April 11th.
Say, what type of pet do you have?
It's a dog.
My pet iguana.
Pet? Tarantula.
Snake for a pet.
He's my pet snail.
A squirrel.
This is our pet.
A family pet.
Eagly is your pet eagle.
Today is National Pet Day.
Showtime.
What day is it National Pet Day, may I ask?
I know, right?
Should we give Chase some bonus cheese today?
Well, he started this week with his birthday.
Yeah.
So he's having a good week. And what was the other one? National Pet Your Dog Day was also this week. So, he's having a big week.
I think the key to happiness is finding something to pet every day.
Mm-hmm.
614, look who's here.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
Things must be going right this morning for you to make it in this early.
Yeah, so Chase's birthday started out the week, and then what, the very next day he got probed?
Yeah.
He couldn't do that to a dog on his birthday.
He got violated. Daddy did a few weeks earlier.
By the doctor.
Yeah.
We hear the snap of the rubber glove?
Then the gentle... That was after I coughed twice.
Oh, do you have to do the cough test?
Yeah.
They haven't made me do that since high school. We had to do it for our football team physical.
Yeah. Had to do it for my... It was on a team. I don't know if it was for football or weightlifting, but I had to do that, yeah.
Weightlifting?
Yeah.
We didn't know this about you.
You know, I did weightlifting at my high school.
No,
yeah.
This is the first time this has come out.
Yeah, I've got a couple of rings, championship things. Yeah.
So I just had my 8th anniversary too.
Did you carry me outside for a cigarette?
If there's a handle.
What is today, the 11th? I just had my 8th anniversary here on the 4th.
I'm barreling towards 200 pounds. I am determined to get under it. That's my goal. If I can get to 199, that will be like nirvana.
Happy anniversary, Rich.
Thanks.
Anniversary?
Yeah.
It was Richmas just a couple of days ago.
Is this on?
Yeah, it meant so much that you left us for some party in South Padre Island, Texas.
A party. It's pretty important business.
Yeah, I'll give him a pass on that because that was totally work related, and he hated the fact that he was away from there while we were going through
another weather situation.
Another big weather thing.
That was
thing.
Tuesday. Yeah.
However, had he had gone just to the beach like he does every other month.
Yes.
they'd be still cleaning up the rubble.
Speaking of cleaning up, I have a viral video here, the audio from it.
What is it?
That's something that everybody's watching on the internet, but that's not important. It was a dog that pooped on his owner's desk. You know what they forgot to include it? They forgot to include it.
I heard about that. You know that that little one, Moose... The new one.
Yeah.
Likes to get up on that desk.
The new puppy.
Oh, really?
Like, if he's not in the room and he's not in his cage, he will get into Rick's chair, then he will get away onto the desk and sniff all over the place. And other things if you don't, you know, get to him in time.
Hmm. Well, as long as he doesn't crap on my paycheck, I don't care. That's it. You know,
I switched yours out for Bubba's.
It's like nobody minds their own farts. And nobody minds their own dog's poop or baby poop.
No, I got no. Not me. I don't. My own dog. Look, the other one you mentioned, the first one you mentioned, whatever, it dissipates and goes away. Dog poops in the house. I'm cleaning the poop up.
Yeah. Well, no,
it ain't staying there.
No, I came home yesterday, and the first thing was this wall of aroma.
I bet.
And there was no doubt who left it. My little widget had a gizmo face, black bearded candidate thing, Mr. Gub, 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 Gub. No foofuses in the house. That's my special dog voice for him. Let me talk about Jack Ingram Select. The Ingram family of stores has always enjoyed the best reputation in town for reselling vehicles that are ready to deliver reliable driving miles. It's always been their thing. They don't want to resell somebody else's troubles. And now John Ingram has taken that concept to the next level with the Select used cars. These go through, first of all, Carfax Vehicle History Report. If car's been in a wreck, they don't even consider it. If it hasn't, once they've won the report, then they go under the hood and check 84 different points on the engine to make sure it's still operating at factory standards, as if it just came off the assembly line. Once it's passed that test, it goes to the body shop to be reconditioned, and then they're ready to put a price on it. And not only do they put a price on it, but they put a price on it that comes with multiple guarantees. So when you're shopping, you don't have to guess whether the car is going to deliver. They back it up. They back it up with roadside assistance, 24/7 assistance, with the Nissan Certified Select program. And that covers all makes and models that are listed at jackingramselect.com. Rental car reimbursement, they take every step to tell the customer, just look at our vehicles. Find the one that works for you, your family, your business, a new driver in the house. Pick it out. We've got 25 lending partners. We'll get you done on the loan. You don't have to worry about that either. Just find the vehicle that you will love to drive. That's your assignment when you visit Jack Ingram Select on the Boulevard. Don't forget the Nissan family of vehicles is available there, along with Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Volkswagen, Volvo, and Audi. Brand new cars, all in one location on the Boulevard, and everything under the umbrella of jackingram.com. Why don't we get a traffic update here? And then we'll also have 1890 News. The time is 6:20. Skipper, how are we starting out today?
Well, if you're out on the roads this morning, we're a little bit wet out there. But other than that, looking pretty good. Light to moderate traffic, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Troy Highway, 231 out of Wetumpka, a little bit busy this morning. No major problems right now. We'll keep you updated on traffic throughout the morning. McKinnon Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 on I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors & More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
Alabama Congressman Robert Adderholt was not selected to be the next chairman of the House Appropriations Committee. Adderholt was considering a run for that position, but ultimately decided not to do so due to the thin majority that Republicans have in the House. Congresswoman Kay Granger of Texas announced last year that she was leaving the position, which she has held for 27 years. Granger asked that the steering committee select her replacement. The steering committee decided to place Tom Cole of Oklahoma in that position, and Adderholt has since congratulated him. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Police have made an arrest in the case of an explosive device being left outside of the Alabama Attorney General's office this past February. A man from Irondale has been arrested and charged for placing that suspicious package that did detonate in the early morning hours. However, no one was injured. 26-year-old Kyle Calvert is now facing federal charges for malicious use of an explosive. A memorial for the Montgomery County Sheriff's deputy that was killed in an on-duty crash has been set up at the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. The memorial for Deputy Jeremias Young is open to the public starting today and will be available until Sunday. That's so the public can place flowers, cards, and items that will then be given to the Young family. Governor Ivey has ordered flags to be flown at half staff starting Monday, April 15th. That is the day that the deputy will be buried. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. It's $29.53 for 1,000 financed. MSRP $37,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 months. Lease with $36.38 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tear, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and $9.95. Expires 4/30/24.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Chill out!
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is the U.S. Postal Service, here to let you know that our new higher rates will ensure we continue to bring you great service. The Post Office promises we'll always keep at least one of eight service windows open, unless it's lunchtime. Higher rates mean more timely delivery of junk mail you throw away immediately and catalogs from stores you never ordered from. And we'll charge more to people you hate, like collection agencies and local politicians you've never heard of. So the next time you mail a letter, which you probably never do, chip in a little extra to ensure the United States Postal Service keeps running, even though we are billions of dollars in debt and probably shouldn't exist.
Well, I mean, you can debate the probably shouldn't exist thing, but it is the only. Think about all the government things we have. Or we've gotten the government meddling into all kinds of crap that the Constitution does not authorize. The one branch that is authorized in the original Constitution was the U.S. Postal Service.
Yeah.
So it, until they pass an amendment saying it shouldn't exist, it's going to exist. But I've heard more nightmares. We have a post office in Cloverdale that it's almost like Hooterville. I think Sam Drucker's run it. When he needs time off for lunch, he just closes it. So if you're a business or somebody that needs to mail a package in that area and the guy's out to lunch, you can't get in the joint.
Oh, there's only one employee there?
It's what I hear. You just never know what you're going to get when you go there. And there's no question. It used to be, especially with, modern transportation, if you mail the first class letter, it should get within the 48 states. Within 1 to 3 days.
Well, it used to be...
Local should be overnight.
It used to be the next day if here in town.
It doesn't do that anymore. It's not even close. So, I don't know what's going on. I don't have any real inside connections at the post office to see. And man, the number of people that have talked to me about packages or letters, greeting cards, never arriving at all. What was the example?
Didn't you get one, or one of us got one from a couple years? It was a year or two late or something like that?
Yeah, it may have been one of those that fell between Sam Drucker's cracks.
Yeah.
But Janelle sent me, I think it was a Valentine or something, not that long ago. She mailed it, put in the mailbox on Sunday at a Monday postmark. And Valentine's Day was like 4 days later, and it still didn't get here on time. It got here 2 days after Valentine's Day.
It's ridiculous.
This is what's going on. I see the trucks out there every morning. They happen to come up on Taylor Road, leaving the main post office branch around the time I go past there. And I'll tell you, I'll give them credit for one thing. They moved their butts.
It was very efficient back in the Ben Franklin days. Honest, it was really efficient between, like Philadelphia and Boston and New York and...
Well, that's why Benjamin Franklin is a hero.
He was the first Postmaster General.
He was. Yeah. He was the first with a lot of things. Great inventor and publisher. His story, I watched a... when I need to detox from the news and grab a nap, I'll always put on a documentary of some type.
Yeah, that's my go-to.
And his was on recently. And his story is really interesting. Guys, two things affect most men as we mature. Rectal dysfunction and low testosterone. Nothing to deny, put off, or be ashamed about, and it's not something you want to wait to get fixed. Going to the doctor is never fun, but Montgomery Men's Health was created to take care of guys like us. You'll love the way they have the privacy set up over there. So if that's an issue for you, forget about it. And one of the realities right now is that pills often quit working and guys start making excuses for not coming to bed. In fact, a study showed that men will be more irritable and argumentative before bed just to avoid failing at intimacy and going through that drama. No motivation, lack of energy, always tired. Perhaps you are seeing unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass, even a decrease in sex drive, or maybe you feel like you're walking through life in a fog. Knowing whether you have low testosterone is huge in combating some of these issues. Did you know is that you age? A testosterone and PSA check for prostate health should be part of your annual men's health routine. The providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for just $99. You get the test, the consultation, and a plan so that if the numbers are off, they can be adjusted with real medical solutions. Montgomery Men's Health has low-T treatments that truly change lives. Men can get back better energy. Low T treatments that truly work and better gains in the gym, mental clarity, improve sleep, lose weight with a faster metabolism. Usually also notice an increased libido. And you can book the same day that you call. That's 334-440-3663 to feel amazing again and hit your goals this year. 334-440-3663 or go online to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com to book your appointment today. It is exactly 6:30. So we have a half hour in the books. We have the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting coming up in the middle of the timeline. And we'll start with that in a moment.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Time for traffic.
Traffic continues to build this morning. We're still not seeing any major problems out there that are going to slow you down. Busiest spots, 231 out of Wetumpka, beginning to build a little bit. Troy Highway inbound. And, of course, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. A little bit busy there this morning. Buckle up and be safe. We're going to keep you updated on traffic. Thompson Tractor's here to help. When you need parts and service, put it on your Cat card. Stop by today and ask about their wicked crazy specials exclusively for Cat card customers. Thompson Tractor, Highway 80, just off I-85. Uncle Jay, Skywatch Traffic.
Hey Biscuits fans, at Riverwalk Stadium, group outings have never been easier. Groups of 20 or more will receive discounts off single game ticket prices and are guaranteed to sit together, whether it's a block of seats or one of our fabulous hospitality areas. Also, be sure to get your group recognized with a scoreboard graphic and a PA announcement. At Riverwalk Stadium, group outings are just butter. Call us today at 323-BALL or visit BiscuitsBaseball.com to book your group outing today.
Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli.
One of the reasons Chappie's Deli has been around for over 32 years is Blue Water Broadcasting.
Yes, it is, and we have the perfect faces for radio.
We sure do. And if you have a perfect face for radio, call Blue Water.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River Region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. Today is National Pet Day. Spending time with dogs relieves stress and helps you concentrate. Spending time with cats reminds you evil exists and you will die alone. The next James Bond movie may be an updated remake. The title of it will be The Spy Who Tagged Me in an Instagram post. The men from Days of Our Lives posed for Playgirl. I didn't even realize either of those things still existed. What next? Politicians from the Whig Party drinking Kang? And Lenny Kravitz posted a workout video in tight leather pants. For more details, ask your wife. This is not headline news.
I have to tell my tight leather pants story one of these days. It is 6:34 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, with the timeline for April 11th. It's your host, Rich Thomas.
101 days into the year with 264 days left. It is, as we've heard, National Pet Day. We all love our pets. It's Clean Up Your Pantry Day. And if you go in my pantry, you go farther and farther back in my pantry. You will go back in history. I had a cleaning lady said, do you want to look at the date on this particular can? No, that's okay. 8-track tape day. Oh, gosh. I used to hate it when the song would start to fade out and then you hear click, then it faded back in. They tried not to do that, but it did happen. Mid-60s to early 80s was the time of 8-track tapes. Boy, I thought I was living large when I got an 8-track tape recorder. You know the guy who invented it was Bill Lear of the Lear Jet Corporation. Invented 8-track tapes.
He should have worked on it a little harder.
Yeah.
You could record on those? I never had an 8-track recorder.
Yeah, 8-track recorder was the...
But my Trans Am had a built-in player. Very fancy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. When I got my 8-track in the car in my little Opel Kadett Rally. Wow. And let's see what else. It's Cheese Fondue Day. Boy, that used to be quite a fad in the 70s, especially. Cheese fondue. Fondue parties.
Yeah, you had that. And then... There were restaurants that did nothing but fondue. Melting Pot, I think, was one we had in South Florida.
Yeah.
And it was okay.
Yeah.
The food was okay, but it was pricey. And I had an objection to that because, hey, you're just putting the food out. We're doing all the dipping and everything else.
Mm-hmm. True. 1814, Napoleon Bonaparte, Emperor of France, and one of the greatest military leaders in history, abdicates the throne. He's exiled to Elba, and I'm not talking about the one in Covington County. No, this was a little, it was an island.
Elba Island?
Yeah. 134 years ago, 1890, Joseph Merrick. Does that name ring a bell?
That's Joseph Merrick.
I know who it is.
Okay.
For one, he is not an animal.
I am not an animal. I am a human being.
That is the Elephant Man.
The Elephant Man.
Oh, yeah.
He died at the age of 27.
Because he wanted to lay down.
Mm.
He decided that he was tired of sleeping, sitting up.
Yeah.
And he wanted to just actually lay down and sleep. And he suffocated.
1890. Wow. In 1906, Albert Einstein introduces the theory of relativity, E equals mc squared. Don't ask me to explain it to you, because I can't. 1947, Jackie Robinson signed his first contract with the Brooklyn Dodgers, making him the first black player in Major League history. He played in a few exhibition games against the Yankees, but his first official MLB game was against the Braves on April 15th. By the way, the Braves rained out last night. 1951, Truman relieves MacArthur of his duties in Korea. He fired him. Most famous civilian military confrontation in history. President Truman relieves General Douglas MacArthur of command of the U.S. forces in Korea. It was not very popular. It took a lot of balls on the part of the president.
Yeah, but a lot of people didn't know the truth about MacArthur either.
Oh, he was arrogant.
Beyond arrogant. And think about it.
He wanted to start World War III. He wanted to...
He wanted to nuke North Korea.
Yeah.
But the thing that really bugs me is that on Pearl Harbor Day, he knew the Japanese had bombed Pearl Harbor and was totally unprepared in the Philippines.
In the Philippines, yeah.
And the Japanese attacked there, and they did a lot more damage or would have done less if he had just had his head out of his ass.
He later did that famous quote in front of Congress.
Old soldiers never die.
They just fade away. 1961, Bob Dylan, or Robert Zimmerman Jr., played his first live gig in New York City. He did it at something called Gertie's Folk City, opening for John Lee Hooker. Interesting. 1966, 26-year-old Jack Nicklaus won his third Masters tournament. The Masters are going on, of course, this week here in Augusta. Today could be rain affected by that storm that went through here yesterday. He became the first man to win them back-to-back, by the way, the tournament. On the same day, Emmett Ashford became the first Major League black umpire. 1970, Apollo 13 blasted off on its mission to the moon. It was aborted, of course, after the oxygen tank exploded.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah, thank you. The astronauts managed to return safely thanks to... the courage of Tom Hanks and Kevin Bacon.
Don't forget about Bill Paxton.
He was in there too.
Gone for not forgot.
Yeah.
After he chased down them tornadoes.
That's right.
And then raised and went down to the Titanic.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's right. Bill Paxton.
Yeah, he was in every James Cameron movie.
They did a new ending to Titanic on Saturday Night Live when Bill Paxton was the host.
I
think I remember that.
And they end up roughing up the old lady. And
okay, 1970, the Beatles' Let It Be hit number one on the singles charts. Stayed there for 2 weeks. Now our song of the day. Moving up the charts on this day in 1972. It's now number 15. AM Top Radio, Top 40 Radio played this, a minute and a half version of this. But cool progressive stations played the 8-minute, 29-second version. How about a little roundabout? Well, I say yes.
See what he did? That's the name of the band.
Yes!
I remember that Rolling Stone review on one nope. on a future Yes album. It said, yes, no.
Yes!
Kick it.
No.
In the system, we could play it to open the show tomorrow.
That would be a great show opener. I don't think that's ever been a show opener.
Oh, it is. I did it once. Oh, you may have been out of town or something.
Okay. 44 years ago, in 1980, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission issued regulations specifically prohibiting sexual harassment. 1981, Eddie Van Halen marries Valerie Bertinelli. That relationship imploded in 2001. Now we have some birthdays. The guy who played Boone in Animal House, Peter Riggert, is 77. It's not a household name. Joe Gray is 92. He has won a Tony, an Oscar, an Emmy. So, what is that called when you win them all?
EGOT. An Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
Yeah, like, he got an Emmy. He got an Oscar.
EGOT. Dead or alive, Ethel Kennedy, the widow of Senator Robert F. Kennedy.
Alive.
She is alive. She is 96 today. Biscuits game last night postponed due to rain. They will play two Saturday, starting at 4 o'clock against the Blue Wahoos. Tonight's game against Pensacola starts at 6:35. 32 days till Mother's Day. 45 days to the Memorial Day weekend. Thanksgiving, 231 days away. And Christmas, 258 days away. Costco soon will have the trees out. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. One of our listeners sent me a story from WSFA.com. We were talking about mail not showing up and stuff.
Yeah.
And they are doing an investigation here at the main post office. A guy named Ed Bartarelli is one of the regulars there. He said he has dealt with two instances of theft after dropping off mails for his insurance company.
Yeah.
First, surprised him when he discovered that the gift cards he attempted to mail off on July 3rd were never delivered to the intended recipient. 4th of July is obviously a holiday. There's no mail delivery. Well, the gift cards are activated and spent on July the 3rd. And I would imagine if they do a little digging, they'll be able to get video on when those cards were redeemed, find out who did it. They did a sweep of the plant there on Winton Blunt Boulevard, could find nothing. And then he had a $183,000 check go missing.
Really?
So, with this, the stories I hear from that Cloverdale, Hooterville post office, not surprised. But for the money, I mean, we're paying more than ever, and the service is just getting worser by the minute.
Yeah.
All right, we are at 6:44. The Cheap and Trashy is ahead right now.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
I keep wanting to jump in there. Just on that one. Anyway. That storm system that just walloped the Gulf South yesterday, in so many ways, it was incredibly bad. So for us here in central Alabama, we got a nice little pass on that. Not bad at all. And I don't see any big ticket weather over the next several days. Yep. Today we have a wind advisory in effect, even though it's not windy right now. Wind gusts later could be up to 30 miles per hour. Temperatures will hover about where they are now. We're in the mid-60s. We'll just basically hover today. Isolated, widely scattered showers possible. Otherwise, mostly cloudy through tonight. Cooler tonight, low 50. Great weekend forecast. Abundant sunshine Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and beyond. 73 Friday. Teasing 80 Saturday. 83 Sunday. Mid-80s Monday. Boy, oh boy, it is just a great string of days ahead. Get excited. Right now, this morning, with cloudy skies, it's 65 at 6:46.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
We had mentioned this earlier, the video of the little puppy. Where did this happen? Oh, in Bolivia. It's National Pet Day here.
Yeah.
They brought this dog on the set of a newscast and he did his thing on camera. Little black and tan dog. Oh, he left a wow.
He really had to go, didn't he?
Yeah. Looked like soft serve to me. But it is National Pet Day. Congratulations to all the pets that listen to the show. And they're quite like Eric the dog, for example. 6:47. The Cheap and Trashy is coming up. A look at the roads. The SRN News replay all just ahead. If you do not currently have a team of people that partner up with you on the ongoing maintenance of your vehicle, let's recommend Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. They have three locations to serve you in the River Region. They all have one thing in common, customer service that will exceed your highest expectations. Because they know we keep putting it off. I've got to do this, or I've got to be here, or there, or anywhere. Well, they'll get you to here, there, or anywhere. Just ask. If you need to drop your car off, they'll get you back to your office or home. That's part of the customer service. So is vacuuming out the car when the work is done. And they can pretty much do anything your car needs, from basic maintenance to sophisticated repairs. In fact, they accept car insurance repair policies at Don Duncan. When you need tires, they are overstocked with all major name brands at a wholesale price that includes installation. So when they quote you, you know exactly what you're going to pay. And certified technicians, state-of-the-art diagnostics, and people just determined to give you the best possible experience. Serving you from Mount Duncan, the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. Downtown at 408 Madison. If you work downtown, it's perfect. Just drop your car off there, and they'll get you to your office. And serving Southeast Montgomery from Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. This is your SRN News replay, followed by traffic, followed by the Cheap and Trashy.
And that's all I need. Congressman Mike Johnson's future as House Speaker remains unclear following his meeting with the Georgia Republican Congresswoman, who has talked about removing him from the speakership. Ukraine reports more Russian attacks on the country's energy infrastructure, as well as deadly attacks on civilian targets. Following a raucous legislative session, Arizona lawmakers have failed to repeal the state's newly revived 1864 law that criminalizes abortion throughout a pregnancy, unless a mother's life is at risk. Cleanup and recovery are underway this morning in tornado-ravaged Slidell, Louisiana. The New Orleans metro area slammed by powerful storms yesterday. Five people under arrest in Philadelphia following yesterday afternoon shootout between rival gangs. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 104 points. The Nasdaq futures off 45. More details at srnnews.com.
You know, these days, so refreshing to get some good news about how to pay for health care, especially if you're 65 or older. You know just how brutal costs can be. Well, MediShare now has a new option for you. It's called MediShare 65 Plus. And MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. And it really is a community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. If you got Medicare Parts A and B, MediShare 65 Plus fills in those gaps where Medicare stops. It's a great way to fight inflation, too, because it starts at only $99 a month for up to 10 years. And it's easy. You can use any Medicare-approved doctor or get 24/7 telehealth access, prescription savings, dental and vision savings. Just very worth looking into. MediShare 65 Plus is taking applications now. And if you call with the promo code SHARE before April 30th, your second month will be free. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
One little problem this morning. If you're coming into Montgomery on I-85 southbound, just past the shorter exit, we have a minor accident there. Not causing really much of a problem at the moment, but please be aware of it. In Montgomery, light to moderate traffic. We're building a bit on the interstates, on the boulevards, and, of course, on our feeder roads into Montgomery, like Troy Highway, Wetumpka Highway, Highway 31 out of Prattville, but no major problems there. Buckle up. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
Reward yourself and your home with beautiful new flooring from Georgia Floors Direct. Since 1969, GFD has guaranteed the lowest prices on the largest inventory of all types of flooring. Visit or call today, Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number 517-0074, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PA02014, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On April 11th, no matter which year, no stars were born. We checked everywhere. IMDb, Wikipedia, even MTV. Best we could come up with was Boone on Animal House or some wrestler named Goldust. If you were born on April 11th and want to be famous, good luck. April 11th, no star is born.
There's no business in show business to live events we can't go. Movie theaters won't open in the U.S. till January. Broadway is shut down. Don't even get me started about the circus.
Welcome to today's edition of the Keepin' Trashy Celebrity Gossip and Showbiz Report. I'm your Keepin' Trashy anchor, Greg Udell, for this segment of the show. Halle Berry. I haven't heard much about her lately. Yeah. She has a movie coming up called Never Let Go. It's supposed to be a thriller. And in the movie, she skins a squirrel.
Is that right?
Yeah. One day you're holding the Oscar for Best Actress. The next day you're skinning a squirrel. But she seems okay with it.
Be married to David Justice, wasn't she?
I think so.
Yeah.
Baseball player, but that didn't last long.
Right.
Bad news for Keanu Reeves fans, man.
What?
He fractured his knee tripping on a rug.
Oh, no.
All those stunts and all those things.
Yeah.
And it was tripping on a rug that took him out.
And it actually happened during a break in a movie coming out called Good Fortune. He was given a break by director Aziz Ansari and said, go hang out in the trailer, and as soon as he walked in, he tripped on the rug, fractured his kneecap. That has to hurt like hell.
God.
God.
That's got to be, yeah, that's got to be terrible.
I remember playing baseball, and we had those Ho Chi Minh Trail infields in Chicago. So you never knew where the ball was going to bounce. You could set up and hope, and I took two or three right directly on the kneecap, and you just crumble because it hurts so bad.
I got a touch of arthritis in one knee, and it flares up, and it's not fun.
He plays an angel named Gabriel in this movie.
Oh, yeah?
Kevin Costner would consider returning to Yellowstone.
Really?
Yeah, I guess if they need an actor who sleepwalks through a role, why not? Melrose Place, did you ever watch that?
No, but Yellowstone is very good, by the way.
Yeah, here it is. Melrose is coming back with Heather Locklear and two more stars from the original.
I don't care. I do not care.
Well, I mean, your opinion matters, certainly, but what about the rest of our audience? I mean, they have an opinion, too.
Oh, my God, who the hell cares?
They have spoken.
Have you seen the trailer for the Beach Boys special that Disney's doing on May 24th?
I saw part of it yesterday, and it cut out, and I don't know why.
It looks really good. Looks really good.
Is that a documentary or a movie?
It's a documentary.
But it's not a series. It's a full-length documentary. Put it
okay.
Down.
That's what I prefer, you know?
Oh,
I want the
God.
Whole thing. Give me the whole thing.
That Beatles thing from a couple of years ago was 8 hours long.
Oh, no.
Peter. It was everything. It was really cool in parts, though, man.
And the quality? I've never seen quality like
God.
That.
Speaking of that trailer, part of it previews the competition they had with the Beatles. The
yes.
Beach Boys and the Beatles.
Let's give that a quick
listen here.
We ended up, it's kind of like a rivalry.
The Beatles, bring them on. Here are the Beach Boys.
If one group didn't have the other, would their music actually be what it became?
Because Brian heard Rubber Soul, and that inspired Pet Sounds.
And they heard Pet Sounds.
Pet Sounds
and
inspired Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
And then that inspired them to start to work on Smile.
Valerie Bertinelli is calling out Madonna for having late concert starts.
Well, I would love to see her, but I like when people get on stage on time. I love her. She's brilliant. She deserves every good thing coming to her. But I really like when bands say they're going to be on at 9 and they actually go on stage at night. Like Taylor Swift, she actually has a clock, counts down. She is on time. I don't want to know how long I'm going to be sitting in the arena before I see the person I paid to come see.
That was very common in the 70s.
Yes.
It was almost like a band had to be late.
That was not just very common. I mean, that not just in the 70s. That has persisted.
Really?
It has persisted. I applaud the ones that keep it on time, but there are so few of those that do.
Makes me mad.
Madonna's kind of persisted on being a jerk. In a show in Miami over the weekend, she stopped it because they kept running the air conditioning. She said, quote, "You don't know how much I've been working this show, I'm working my ass off. I deserve it. Respect me. The show will not go on until you respect me."
Yeah, but didn't she call out somebody for not standing up at her show, and it turns out they were in a wheelchair?
Biatch.
Eminem is asking his... who cares? Shohei Ohtani apparently totally innocent in the gambling situation. The interpreter did gamble away $4.5 million. Federal investigation will... and with charges pending. In fact, the evidence is so strong that they're actually working on a plea deal now. Let's see. Series premiere of Fallout on Amazon, a
post-apocalyptic
drama based on the popular video game. Jay, tell us about it.
I haven't started watching it yet. It just premiered yesterday.
Who's doing it? Netflix?
Amazon.
But you know about the video game, right?
I do know about the video game. Long legacy of that video game.
So, if I don't know anything about the game, is it
I have no idea because I haven't watched it. Yeah. So, I don't know.
Chronic alcoholic Morgan Wallen, video turns up of him challenging a guy to a headbutting contest.
Oh, dear God.
What an a-hole. This guy just... you know, I hope he overcomes his issue.
Headbutting contest.
What a moron. And by the way... a lot of people went to that bar to see the chair that he threw.
Yeah?
But
they put it on display?
Well, no. Actually, it's being held as evidence. People that went up to the top, to the sixth floor, to the outside restaurant to see it, there's a table up there with three chairs when all the others have four. So
here's a picture of the table he threw the chair from.
It went from